paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show. I am here with the Dr. J, as they know her in the streets and professional settings. They know her as Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy and the author of Making College Come True, as well as your host of the Making College Come True radio show.
That's right. Woo-woo. We're ready for this first show.
Oh, man. This is exciting. Yeah, we're going to get these. I feel the fireworks going off. Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's and I'm guessing those that are listening, prepare yourself for some bumps and bruises. I'm excited for that part, too. I'm sure we're going to have some funny moments today in the studio.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Yeah, it'll be okay. So we're going to start this awesome show off with kind of telling you guys what it's about and, you know, and all the things that kind of inspired the making of this show, as well as the inspiration of the awesome book, Making College Come True, which in a lot of ways inspired the awesome school network named Tucson International Academy, which today in studio we have one of the awesome teachers from that awesome school, Mr. Jonathan Basurto. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Jonathan Basurto.
Jonathan Basurto, and he's in studio with us here hanging out. And for the second half of the show, we'll be talking with him, and he'll be telling us, I guess he's the guru of making college come true within the network, outside of, obviously, I don't know, the Yoda of making
That's
college
right.
come true in Dr. J. But I guess let's... You started us off, Dr. J. Explain what inspired you to do the show? What inspired us to do this show?
All right. Well, this show is really all about a couple of things. First of all, the practical application of figuring out what does it take if I want to go to college. If you want to go to college, there's absolutely zero reason for you not to go to college if you really want it. Mm. But you do have to really want it. If you don't want it, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hoop jumping, red tape crossing, a lot of frustration, a lot of expense. If you don't really want it, then it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But for those of us that want it, if you want to be in that 20% of the United States that has a degree like that, a four-year college degree, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will set yourself aside apart from everybody in any industry. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it, hands down.
Yeah, and we've been, just to give people that have a background that don't know Dr. J, which they should. If they listen to KVOR, they should know Dr. J. She's been coming on the Common Good radio show for 6 months now, it seems.
Yes.
You know, at least once every couple of weeks. And we've been discussing this idea because, I mean, every time we have her on the Common Good radio show, we feel like we wish I had her two or three times as much because there's just so much information to cover around going to college and college in general, and then after you're out of college. So it's just been so much good information, and it seemed like, you know, why not do a radio show talking about it? And it's funny that you know, it's like we thought of it because it's, I mean, it's not there. I don't know of any other radio shows like this, but all the people I tell about it, it's just like this light bulb goes on inside their eyes because they're as excited as we are to have this information available to them.
It's great information. And you know what? I don't know about you, but something that really gets me excited is when something looks hard, but somehow you master it. You know, you did it. You know, you may be 55 years old, but by God, you finished it.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. That is something that gives you like passion for life. It gives you excitement. It gives you hope, because if you can overcome that and get a college degree, what else can you do? Well, you can probably start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And what else could you do? You can probably start a family and have a very healthy relationship with people. You could probably even begin contributing at a community and even a state or national or international level, being on different groups of think tanks and be someone who helps with policies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can really take these small things. You started with a college degree, and from the college degree, you learned discipline, which helped you hone your thoughts into words and help you put them to practice in a way that brings results.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of people cannot do that. And, you know, it isn't that college is like a magic thing, yet that is something magical that seems to happen. If you go to college, you get this wealth of experiences outside of just regular working a job. Nothing wrong with working a job. I mean, I worked a lot of jobs. But to have a career that you're passionate about, I mean, you never work a day in your life. Mm. You work and you get a paycheck, but you just had a fulfilled week. Mm-hmm. And even the things you have to put up with, like audits and paperwork, which are not my favorite, they're worth it. Because in a way, every time we get a thumbs up on an audit, I'm like, yes, that's right. Yeah. I have a moment to celebrate because that's a weakness of mine. Mm-hmm. So when you win in a weakness, you feel another boost, and then it gives you faith and hope to try that next thing. What's another thing that you might do that'll even give more experiences to people that you care about?
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting.
And I think the real thing that excited me just in meeting you was the just, I don't know, something that I work hard in teaching, you know, unhoused veterans that I come across, or even the unhoused people that I come across that had never considered going to college, how simple it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not,
yeah.
Some see going to college as like becoming an astronaut, but that's not what we're talking about here. I mean, mm-hmm. going to college in a lot of ways, it's just like getting a job at McDonald's almost, because mm-hmm. all we're talking about is filling out an application, going through a process, you know, answering the questions appropriately with good ethics and you know, and following through. So let's kind of turn that corner and discuss, you know, what inspired you to make the book Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and, you know, what that encompasses.
So making the book was just a way to tell a bunch of stories that we've had the privilege and honor of witnessing for ourselves, or, you know, hearing directly from our students mm-hmm. about how college changed their lives. And there's many things you can do. I mean, 4-year degree, in my opinion, is definitely a goal. I would tell everybody that's what you should shoot for.
Mm.
But sometimes what you want to do in life only requires 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years, hey, that's good. That's better mm-hmm. than no years. Maybe you want to just go get a certificate program, like Pima Medical Institute offers a number of certificates that put you in the hospitals immediately.
Mm.
And look what we need right now. We need mm. people for the hospitals, right? So that's a great program, but you can have it in like less than a year, like 12 mm. months to 18 months, and you can have that certificate and have a career. And then from there, you can just keep going to other certification programs and even get an equivalent to a bachelor's mm. degree, which is equal to the 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things you can do. And so what made me do it is that what I saw was a whole bunch of really smart students of mine who had leadership ability, and I thought, oh my God, this probably really is the next astronaut or president of the United mm. States. This is a neat kid.
Mm.
And then later I'd run into him, because, you know, I did teach a long time. So fast forward 10 years, and I'd run into him. I'd say, hey, what'd you end up doing? And as they're bagging my groceries, like, what college are you in? Oh, college. I could never go to college. I'm thinking, what? You're not in college? Mm. I know who you are, and mm-hmm. you didn't go to college? I go, well, did you think about going to college? What happened? I totally thought you'd go to college. What happened? Oh, no, I'm not smart enough. I don't know. I mean, I barely got through high school. You know, I'm you know, working 2 jobs because I got a little debt, and, you know, I just felt so sad. And that week in particular, I saw like 2 other students, similar stories.
Mm.
And I was just like, this is an outrage. That kid probably could have found like the next cure to cancer or something like that. And now we'll never know, because he couldn't go to college to get the background he needs to go to the research labs and to implement what he learned to find the solution. And I know he could have if he had the opportunity. And I thought to myself, you just ran into 3 kids. There's a theme happening here. It's called, they didn't get the opportunity. Why aren't they getting the opportunity? And you know what I asked parents? They said, it's because we didn't go to college. We don't know the system. We need help with the system.
Yep.
I said, I can help you with that.
And we got a radio show and a book to go on to boot. This is the Making College Come True radio show. We'll be right back to explain to you how to make college come true. Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Making College Come True radio show.
That's right.
Yeah. Brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
That's right.
And that beautiful lady voice that you hear, that's Dr. J.
Dr. J, right here.
Also known as
Jennifer Edretta.
Yeah, man. You say it a lot better than I do. I try.
It took me years, but I finally learned.
Yeah.
And the R's, that's hard.
Yeah. The thing I learned from my Spanish teacher is pronounce the double R like a D. Roll it if you can't roll it like a D.
That I might have to try.
Yeah, that's the only way I can say it. Like when I say Andreas Ruiz,
yes.
Like that's what I'm just kind of like trying to drop that D real soft.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we are problem solvers on this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we could probably have this conversation for the next 8 minutes.
Yes, just
fine. Yeah, but this is the Making College Come True radio show. That's Dr. J. I'm Pastor John McClain here following the Common Good radio show. And we were talking a little bit about, as you can imagine, making college coming true. But I want to turn the corner before we jump into the book and key number 9, which is kind of an after-hours show for those who missed the Common Good radio show, and discuss Tucson International Academy and pretty much all the awesome work that you did there, and kind of, I guess, the Cliff Notes version of, you know, what is Tucson International Academy and how we got there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tucson International Academy is a series of four charter schools, so they're free. They're somewhat, it feels private because we're smaller, way smaller, 150 kids per site, give or take a few. Mm-hmm. And it's kinder through 12th grade in one school.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the kindergartners and then you got the seniors. And it's a neat mix because a lot of them are related and the families will bring their whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they have more family time. So when we have Cinco de Mayo, the whole family comes for Cinco de Mayo. Everybody performs. Everyone has food. Yeah. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah, I've seen the videos of your events.
Check it out online.
Yeah, they are primo. It seems like you guys set some type of marker for events.
Yes, sir.
In comparison to the other schools or even other organizations that do events,
yeah,
like they got to step their game up, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so also you guys are hailed for being, you know, known for something. What is this?
Well, for 100% of our graduates getting accepted to two or more colleges.
Wow.
So yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We do a field trip. We do a number of things to get them prepared, actually, all through school.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come to school in kindergarten and finish with us in 12th grade, that child will know more about college than maybe they ever wanted to know. But it serves them well.
Yeah.
And they could choose the right college. And they know a number of different careers that they've had a chance to look at and think about and visit and decide about. And it's really powerful. And I love that. And why college is something I didn't say in the other segment is, you know, just statistically, if you go to college and you have a degree, you end up making 40% more money than people who don't have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, call that fair, call it unfair, you can call it whatever you want, but it is a statistical fact. And a lot of our families are either new to the United States or been down on their economics. And so a lot of the kids have nothing in their heart other than, I want to help my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see them struggle anymore. I want them, if they need medical care, I want to be able to take them and not have to think, oh God, do I have enough money for the copay? I mean, they want to be able to serve their families.
Mm-hmm.
So money is a big deal. Money does help you give a quality of life to your family that without it, it's sometimes hard to do. Not always. I mean, I think sometimes it isn't a matter. Your happiness in life is not always attached to a dollar sign. But I think that a dollar sign can, in times of need, be very helpful for the entire family. And to be that person who gets to bring that to your family, what a joy. And our kids like that idea. They want to contribute to their families. They're very family-oriented. They love their parents. They're watching them work 2 and 3 jobs. The student themselves is taking care of their younger siblings so their parents can get the money just so they can make the rent. And it's exhausting. And they're like, you know what? There has to be a better way. And the parents are like, there is a better way, Junior. You're going to go to college. And so they bring them to our school every day. And they tell me, Jennifer, I am counting on you to get my kid into college because I don't know how to do it. And so really what it came down to is, you know, we are all about breaking generational cycles of poverty by making college come true. And that's really what it is. You know, a family gets in a thing, like if you're coming from another nation and you're relocating to America, there are opportunities here, but there's still a lot that they have to readjust to. You know, the prices, the transportation, the new rules, the language, the culture. I mean, there's a lot to mediate. And so while you're doing that, you can't always just jump right into the top of the realm job. Sometimes you may have been a physician's assistant in the other country, but you come here and it's not the same credentials. Not that those credentials in the other place aren't good enough. They are. However, paperwork. That's what keeps a lot of people out is the paperwork. So if you don't have the paperwork and you don't know how to translate your degree and you don't know how to do all that, you may have to sweep some floors first. And you can see any immigrant and hear that story in somebody of their family's life that they used to be a pilot. They came here, their pilot training didn't equate. And they don't have money to redo or to add to because they're new to the country starting over. So, you know, they have to take a reduced job and reduced money, and takes a generation or two to build that up. So, you know, cycles of poverty, right? I mean, your family's trying and you're working together to help get ahead. And college is a big leap ahead. It does help you. It just gives you criteria, and it gives you preference when they're selecting people for whatever position it is.
Well, I guess we were going to jump into expounding on key number 9 from earlier in the show, but I think since we have a couple and a half minutes left, we can do something we didn't get to do earlier, and an update on Tucson International Academy, primarily, you know, the adjustments that you've made for COVID-19 and all the other fun stuff that's going on in the environment.
Okay, yeah. We have our 4 schools. We have Tucson International Academy West, Tucson International Academy East. We have Tucson International Academy Midvale. We have Tucson International Academy Broadway. We call it Broadway because it's just south of U of A and it's on Broadway.
Nice.
And so we have those 4 schools. They are in session for hybrid. That means you can go in person for 2 to 3 days depending on that school's cycle. And you can have in-person instruction. Our kids, I mean, you're going to hear from Mr. Baserto later, but they are 100% accepted to college already. And that's been a real task with COVID. And so with COVID, the basic law is you got to have a mask. You know, you got to go to school, you got to have a mask. Right now, we have very few number of kids in the class, except some schools, like Mr. Baserto's, actually has a bunch of kids, but they follow the rules, and we have not had a lot of problems. And if somebody isn't feeling well, we just say, stay home. We don't say, you didn't come to school. We say, no, actually, go ahead and stay home, and we will send you your stuff, and we can catch you up when you get back. And so we're being very honest with the kids, and we're also teaching them about, you know, hygiene. I'm telling you, hygiene is way better this year. We have a full-time custodian who goes around doing nothing but wiping the surfaces of everything. So I don't know how much is done for COVID, but I'll tell you this, I have not had one cold since July. I mean, that's a long time, you know, and by now I would have had the throw up flu by now. I would have had at least one sinus infection, if not two, because germs. So we've learned that wipe down is essential. That's a great new habit that we will always keep now at our schools. And, you know, we do that for COVID. We do, if somebody gets COVID, I mean, we follow the guidelines of the Pima County Health Department. And they have been fabulous. They don't say, well, why do you have a case? They're the opposite. They're very kind. They're like, oh, thanks for calling. Well, how can we assist? And then we ask our questions. They tell us what we need. We fill out the paperwork. And everybody's informed. And there's no, like, secrecy. There's no, like, unknown element. This is kind of known.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
I am here with Veteran Rescue Mission and John McClain.
Yes,
and he's going to take over and he's going to lead our questions.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that was good. That was good. We'll get it.
Takes a while.
You got to imagine, I have brought myself in from break at least 300-400 times, something like that. And I promise you, if you would have heard the first time I brought myself in from break, it was much worse than that.
Learning curve, learning cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. I give you a 93% on that. Hmm, so yeah,
nice.
A's definitely are passing for
I'll
sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So this, as Dr. J has said, this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by the school that very Dr. J founded, called Tucson International Academy. Dr. J, Mrs. Dr. Jennifer Herrera, is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, also the author of the book this show is named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success. Grab it on Amazon.com. And we have one of the most awesome teachers of Tucson International Academy in studio with us. And some may argue, including his mother, that he's the most awesome teacher to ever exist. But
he's pretty good. He's also assistant principal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the everything man.
He seems like a powerhouse. He just puts off a glow to him. So yeah. I'm excited.
Definitely.
I'm excited for what he has for us. And from what I hear, he's the guru he's your sidekick. He's a right hand man in making college come true for people, and he may even help me make college come true for myself. So
yes, that is true.
I'm certainly excited to be sitting next to this man, and
yes,
thank you for being here. Actually, have you say his name, because you probably say it better.
Well, Jonathan Baserto,
yeah.
But we call him Mr. B.
Mr. B. B in the house.
Yeah, Mr. B.
Thank you for being here, brother.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And then I'll let, just for funsies, I guess, Dr. J, why don't you go ahead and start him off with our first question.
All right. Well, Mr. Baserto, Mr. B, is somebody who knows the kids well. And we know the kids well because we're a small school system, so everybody has a name. They're way more than a number.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids do get to talk to us a lot about their hopes and dreams. And so this is a great place to start and kind of it'll end up telling really how it works for you being more than a teacher, more than a principal, more than all of that. You are actually like someone who's speaking into their life, calling forth the future, like what their purpose and meaning in life is all about. And they just love having access to you. So what's the first piece of advice you give to an individual interested in going to college?
The first piece of advice is that it can be done. Very easily, just like you spoke about. Most of us kind of make it bigger in our head than what it actually really is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to understand is when you go to college, it's not something you ever do by yourself.
Mm.
Whether it's with your family or your educators, not just your educators in high school or junior high, but even your educators while you're in college.
Mm.
And regardless of what program you decide to do, mm-hmm. it's never by yourself. So you always got others there working with you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that you've mentioned that before, Dr. J, that it's like, it takes a support system. It literally yes. takes a plethora of people mm-hmm. in your corner to make that happen. I mean, I think that's safe to say for succeeding at anything.
That's for sure. Yep. Nobody is completely self-made. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're self-made in that maybe you put your right habits, you do the right things, but you still need them. Without mm-hmm. other people, you're not going anywhere. And so that's what I like about having Mr. Baserto be in charge of all that, because he's able to connect with the kids regularly and daily mm-hmm. as he's interacting with them with their content material. And he is the English guru teacher of all teachers, probably way beyond Tucson International Academy.
Nice.
Just very good at it. And mm-hmm. so as he is able to encourage them and show them how to write, what do you have to do in an application? You have to do a lot of writing. Mm. And so it's a perfect mix. And he has connections. He's a connector himself. Being someone who is in the community, knows people, meets people, talks with people, he knows everybody at the universities. And he has special connections right at U of A, which has been a huge godsend, mm-hmm. especially with this year's group of kids and last year's. Everybody got accepted to U of A last year. And nice. That's been really great, because parents were hesitant to send them out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So what a good thing.
Yeah.
So what are some of the obstacles that you know, the main ones that you see kids go through as they're getting ready for college?
So just as there's a support system that helps with that,
mm-hmm.
specifically kids in Tucson, and what I'm about to share, I don't think just relates to kids in Tucson. I think this is something that most minority kids will relate with, and that's family responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The number one obstacle that I see is the family actually holding them back. Like, hey, you know, you're 18 now. Mm-hmm. You need to go get a job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to stay here, you need to help pay for bills.
Mm-hmm.
You have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that family pool, you'll see a lot of kids choose a job that they could get if they don't already have, like, in a fast food place or, you know, a Yantera or someplace like that, so that they can start helping the family with bills instead of, it's not about a job, this is about a career that's filled with passion, a career that this was my purpose, this was my reason for being created, was to do this. And unfortunately, you'll see that is the number one obstacle.
What do you suggest to people to say or do to get past that obstacle?
So the first thing that has to happen is, if it's specifically to the individual who wants to go to college, it's you're the one who has to make the decision to do this, meaning that you're the one who's going to end up paying for your college career. You're the one who's going to reap the benefits from it. And you're also going to be the one who reaps the non-benefits from it if you decide not to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make it a decision as an adult of if you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to see how, when I first started working with TIA, the conversation was happening to only my seniors. But as the years went by and kids started to hear from their family members, like Dr. J said, we're family school, and they started to hear from their older cousins, like, wait, you made it to college? Like, you got how did
That's
this happen, right?
Yeah.
I'll never forget this one student I had when I was working with Midvale campus. This kid literally showed up on the first day of Meet Your Teacher.
Mm.
And he said, I'm choosing to come to this school. My parents do not want me to come here because it's out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get here. You know, their careers is too hard for them to get me here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm choosing to come here because I know what I want to do after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my future.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, a freshman, to probably summer of eighth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
This kid's making a decision to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the decision that happens at college is something that's very personal.
Yeah.
And because of that, families have to really have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we'll get families who bring their kids to TIA and they'll say, hey, you know, we know about the work you guys can do and we know about how awesome you are, but how do we work together to do that? And that's what's so amazing about TIA.
Yeah. Well, hear about more about that after the break. This is the Making College Come True radio show.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good radio show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
All right, we are back. This is Making College Come True. I am Dr. J. I'm here with Mr. John and Mr. John.
Yeah, the two Johns will make a right.
That's right.
Now.
I got John McClain from Veteran Rescue Mission and Jonathan Baserto, assistant principal. Well, actually, I don't know what your role is this year. You're kind of an everything man.
He's everything but man at Tucson
Mr.
International
Education,
Academy.
Yeah. College
Let's just call
Come
him the
True.
Guru.
College Come True Guru. There it is.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, man.
Yeah,
you've been titled.
We just big timed you right now. Yeah, you've just been promoted.
That's right. And I wanted you to have a chance. If you can tell them, we were just talking about, you know, how the obstacles are for getting into college, but it is still quite a process. What's some prep things that have happened so far for this year's graduates, as far as getting accepted to college and being prepared to go and to potentially finish?
Right. So the formula for getting prepared for college is actually really easy.
Okay.
A lot of it comes down to a lot of planning. And so for you parents who are listening and thinking to yourself, okay, so how do I do this for my kid? So the first thing to understand is junior year, when your child starts their junior high school year, the first thing to be aware of is I need to get a collegeboard.org account. Mm. So students get their collegeboard.org accounts, and that puts them in the system now to be ready to take their PSATs. Now, the interesting thing, and this is where a lot of parents don't really know, is that just about every school offers the PSAT. What a lot of schools don't do a great job at is telling kids, hey, we got the PSAT coming up. You need to register for this. Mm. And that word need is really important, because I'll ask kids, like family members or kids from the body, and be like, hey, man, you're a junior, so you took a PSAT, right? Like, no, they said it wasn't even that serious. Like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Now, there's two reasons for taking the PSAT. The first is it prepares you for what that SAT is going to look like.
Mm.
And so that's the first part. The second part is if you score really well, if you're in the top 1% of your state, then you've received a National Merit Scholarship, which means you pick what school you want to go to, free ride.
Okay.
Right?
Beautiful.
And so it really prepares the student. Mm. Another thing that I really love about College Board, and this is kids who go further digging with their parents, is you can start comparing universities and colleges that you want to go to. Mm. So if you say, well, I want to do an engineering program, well, what kind of engineering program? You know, that's such a general topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives kids the opportunities to really look at programs and things they want to go to. Like right now, automation is really huge, and a lot of our students want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
So what schools offer the three different criteria for automation in order to prepare for that?
Mm-hmm.
And so once a child has taken their PSAT scores, or their SAT, they'll get their scores a few weeks later.
Mm.
And then after they get their scores, immediately the parent and the student need to register for their SAT.
Okay.
And we always recommend doing that in May. So you're still in school. You've got a whole school year now of your junior year where you're learning this new higher level of English, this new higher level of math, this new higher level of thinking. And so by the end of that that school year in May, you take your SAT, and then over the summer, now you start finding ways, okay, how do I start preparing for internships? How do I start preparing for college? And that could be through scholarships or any other various ways.
Mm.
Now, here's the big part of the formula. Specifically here in Arizona, something that you want to be doing is applying for universities on your very first day. So the beauty behind TIA is first day mandatory. All seniors will apply for NAU and all seniors will apply for PEMA. So that means on the very first day of school, kids are already getting accepted to college, especially, you know, if you're doing the PEMA route. And then NAU, you tend to hear what happened in about a couple weeks later. Now, once that happens and you finish the NAU one, you want to spend the next 2 weeks perfecting your college essay. So as you perfect your college essay, where you've come from, different years will have different topics. Mm-hmm. Once you perfected that college essay, if you're from Arizona, 2 weeks later, you're going to apply for U of A, ASU, and most likely GCU. Mm. Now, mind you, all of these schools have different criteria for offering scholarships. But just like you said, it's the same process. You got your application. Mm-hmm. You've prepared for your application. You banged this out. Now let's move on to the next step. Mm-hmm. So that means that before August even ends, right, we've already got almost 100% of our seniors already accepted to college through Pima Community College. Mm. We've got another set of students who've already been accepted to NAU. And now around mid-September, when the U of A and ASU stuff comes out, you've already got early acceptance letters going out to kids from TIA for being accepted. So you're already basically accepted to three colleges and universities, and it ain't even the end of September. And so from there, the next part is, okay, now let's focus on the out-of-state schools, because let's be honest, some of you guys, you're ready to go out of state. Mm-hmm. And this has been a phenomenal year for that. You know, we've had students receiving acceptance letters from Butler University. We've had students accepting college letters from amazing, like the number one Christian college in Oregon, Massachusetts, like literally all over the country, kids are getting acceptance letters. Mm. And it's simply because they already know this is coming. Mm. Parents already know this is coming. Mm-hmm. And so in that time of preparation, it's now a matter of, okay, you've received your college, you've received the acceptance letters, you've received your scholarship numbers. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the finances. How are we gonna pay for this? Mm-hmm. Now, let's be honest, a lot of our kids, they get the free rides. Mm. And the next step to help with that finance part is on October 2nd, every year, since I've been with TIA for like, since like the last 11 years, we've always done FAFSA night on October 2nd. That's a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. So students are required. It's mandated. You will show up to the campus and you will fill out your FAFSA with your parents. Mm. And we tend to do that after 5 p.m. so that parents who work, you know, get off at 5, they have time to get their stuff together, bring their tax forms to get it in. FAFSA has made things very easy for students now, because now you can do a direct link with your taxes. So the stuff that you had to punch in so much of, all that's gone. They ask you three questions, three separate lines on your tax forms, boom, you're done. Mm-hmm. And you will get that Pell Grant response instantly. Mm. Yes. And so once you've got the Pell Grant response, you've got the scholarship that's been given to you by, say, U of A, and then you've already been filling out scholarships, which is a numbers game, over the summer leading up to your senior year, you've got a pretty good handle on what you can afford. Mm. But it doesn't stop. Throughout the whole senior year, now kids are taking on the things that they need to do to prepare them for college at this last level. Mm-hmm. Yes. Some of them may be, well, you know, I'm just shy of this SAT score to give me this bigger, you know, amount. I want to prepare for this. I just want to focus on this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even though there's a lot of information going out right now about, you know, subject tests and essays and all these other things, the data has shown, even through College Board, it's a fact. If a student does their SAT with the essay, they will have a 15% higher score. Mm. And so even though a student may struggle with writing, it's still going to benefit you in the long run. Yep. Because in most instances, the way they grade it is 40% of the test is based on organization. So did you write first, second, last throughout your essay? Mm. The second part is citations. Did you cite where you're supporting your information? Mm. And the last part is conventions, which is 20%. So even if you're the worst speller and you have the worst grammar, you're still going to get a B on the test. Mm. That works for a state test. That works for SAT scores. And so it's really important that people understand that, like you were saying, how simple this really all is. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's a simple formula. I think what separates TIA from the rest is that a lot of other schools kind of give you the option of doing it, and we let parents and students know from the get-go, even if you're a kindergartner, when it's your time, you will do these things. This is part of graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's because we're a charter school, and charter schools must have a focus, and our focus is getting kids into college, because that's what the parents said they wanted. Mm-hmm. They said, great school, it's fun, the kids get to do, you know, Mama Goose and Papa Goose, they get to do Cinco de Mayo and DSE Seis, and they get to do Chinese New Year, and all those are wonderful. Mm-hmm. But they said why we keep bringing them is because we cannot get them into college like you guys do. Mm-hmm. So we need your support. We need your help. Here's my child. And then we say, we have them sign a paper when they come in. Our high school, to get a diploma from our high school, says you also must complete these other items. In addition to passing your classes, you have to do these things. Mm-hmm. One of them's FAFSA. One of them is, I can't even think right now.
Applications,
that's right.
College visits.
Got to get accepted, got to go visit and tour, whether it's virtual or something. We have to have proof that you toured. Mm-hmm. You have to have some one-on-ones with us. And I think that's the other thing that sets us apart. We're smaller. We can help people with individual interests. We can help them find, if they're into music, we'll find the university with them, near and far, that do music. And so they will have their passion. They will find, we will connect them to career and college and themselves. So the three come together and they have an awesome life.
And it's cool just from like an outsider perspective, just listening to how passionate you guys are. Like, just
don't get us
especially
started.
The two of you here in the studio. We got the preacher over here on the podium, and you got Dr. J here. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Get it? Yeah.
Something that she said that I think is so beautiful, and this is my reason for working with a charter school as opposed to a big district school, which is the focus of your mission. Mm-hmm. And so TIA's charter is specifically written to build students who are ready and prepping for college. It's a mm-hmm. college prep school for kids. We're 100%, you know, in the poverty line. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing when you talk about passion and will and drive, what you can do. And the depth, like the lengths and the depth and the and the width to which she will go to make sure that a student gets that experience. Mm. One year we had a student who said, you know, I've always dreamed of it, but I always like to know what it's like to go to Oxford. You know, mm-hmm. England, want to go to Oxford.
Yeah.
So part mm-hmm. of what we do is we take international trips. So Dr. J said, well, that's what we're going to do. Well, then that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And she literally took the students that year to mm-hmm. Oxford University mm-hmm. in England
mm-hmm.
to expose them to what that environment looks like mm-hmm. and what does it really mean to go to college. And then she did it again when she took students to Germany and mm-hmm. showed them the opportunities that are available for students to go to get their degrees in Germany. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to see a dream come to life, and it's even more amazing to be as part of that team as an educator to help a person's dreams be realized, because that's what God built them for. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
It's amazing, and that's what I like to do, is to make that crazy, seems like it's impossible thing come true.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, we found at Oxford, not that hard to get in, people. Huh. Not that hard to afford.
Yeah,
you want to do the work and you're willing to go, you can do it.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change, designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.